As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do the NBA Finals need fixing, or is this the association's golden opportunity?
And I ask Ken to make a pitch to all the casual sports fans out there. Why watch your Hillbilly NASCAR documentary?
It's the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
Brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Hello, Tone.
Kenny.
Does the NBA Finals need fixing?
I think it does. I think a lot of sports need fixing when it comes to television windows.
Why
right
is that?
Now.
Why?
Because I ask frequently, who are they catering to? Like, the demographics continue to show that there's so many more people living in the markets on the East Coast and the Eastern time zone, right? Yet, why, when I look at the NBA Finals, why are we playing games Thursday night, Sunday night, Wednesday night? Finally, we get a Friday. That game four is going to be a Friday at 8:30. Then we go back to Monday night. Then what is the then the last two are Sunday and Thursday.
Hell.
Yeah. So
what is this stuff?
So why is it when what does the NFL do? Yeah, they put a game on a Sunday.
They put games on Sundays.
What is their biggest window throughout the regular season? When do they get their biggest rating?
Sunday afternoon, 4:20.
Yes. That is the premier spot. It's actually not Sunday Night Football. It's certainly not Monday Night Football. And when do they play the Super Bowl? Every year.
6:32.
Is that not the most watched item?
Sometimes 6:38.
Yeah.
Sometimes in there. Yeah,
so
obviously the most
even
watched.
If the game goes 4 hours, it's ending at 10.
You're thinking Sunday afternoon basketball.
Yes.
Yes.
And by the way, Friday and Saturday nights.
I agree.
Because what aren't we doing on Saturdays and Sundays? We're not, most of America is not working. So if you're going to have night games,
I wonder.
Do them on the nights where it is not impeding your next day for most of America.
Well, again, now, I agree with you about the Sunday afternoon thing. You know, I hated it for other things, but it's been proven time and time again that Sunday afternoons work as far as television ratings are concerned for sporting events. It works for golf, for racing,
yes,
for everything.
Yes. Why aren't they putting...
The Friday-Saturday night thing, though, Tone, like, that's a sticky wicket because...
Because people are weddings.
You're
and...
talking... I mean, when's television been invented? When's television ratings been invented? The early 50s. 40s?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking... 80 plus years of history telling you that Friday nights and Saturday nights are losers for television. Ratings losers for television.
Yeah, they used to tell you that 23 million people would watch a show, and now 850,000.
And that's
number,
part of it. Like, do the. Because I think that live sport, but live sports, though, is the last bastion of live television, that news. And so if you take away. or if you put live sports there, you are, I think you might be cutting it. You know, this isn't just a, this isn't just Who's the Boss sticking it on a Friday night. This is big television. Are you willing to risk cutting those eyes? I don't think they will. I don't think they are.
Well, for instance, you know, same thing we were talking off the air about the NBA draft. The NBA draft, it's never going to be a huge, gigantic ratings boon, right? We understand that. It's not the NFL. Fewer and fewer players are recognizable, you know, in the college level. Even with NIL, there's still people are not going to know who these dudes are. So you explain to me why on Thursday, oh, and you're telling me like we're wrapping this thing up at midnight every year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's asinine. That is not capitalizing. And again, if you're on the West Coast and you're hearing this, I don't know what to tell you. There's just more people that live on the East Coast. Like the all the biggest markets, you know, with the exception of Los Angeles, you know, your best.
I'd be even happier if I lived on the West Coast, but I, you know, I'm an early riser. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, your best opportunity is still to capture the most amount of people to watching these sporting events is going to be to have them earlier rather than later. So listen, I understand the pushback about Friday and Saturday. I'm trying to figure out how you do an NBA Finals. You know, that's a best of seven. You know, part of the reason we started this conversation to begin with is Owen was saying way too many days in between the NBA Finals. Well, the reason they're doing this is even though they don't necessarily know where the NBA Finals is going to be every year, obviously they can narrow it down to a few markets, you know, a month in advance. And then they want to have a start date and a
well, it's also to prevent game sevens, you know, one Eastern Conference going five games and Western Conference going seven games and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, you want to do that.
But it feels like it's later. I remember, well, that 2016 game seven of the Western Conference between Golden State and Oklahoma City was on Memorial Day.
Yep.
And the Cavs had been wrapped up for a week already at that point.
Yeah. It's I agree with you basically mostly on that as far as Sundays. Fridays and Saturdays are an interesting one. I wonder if they try it. You know, there's been a couple of unorthodox situations. New Year's Eve for college football playoffs, they took a bath that first year on the playoffs. So there have been some brazen moves by big sporting events. And with the NFL, 10 out of 10 it works.
Yeah.
College football, one time it didn't work.
No, but their national championship is idiotic.
On Monday afternoon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Monday night.
Monday night.
Where the
games
are
Monday
any
night.
After midnight.
Yeah.
That's idiotic. You're severing, especially when if the game gets at all lopsided, people
TCU,
are out.
Georgia.
They are not even going to sit there and watch to see if there's a comeback. They are done and going to bed by the time you kick off that football game. So I think that to me is a big problem. And again, I know this is a one-off, but that women's national championship that was here in Cleveland, it started at 3:30. And
so
look
cool.
at the massive rating it got. Because everybody was like,
so cool.
Hey, it's on. It's Sunday. We're just going to have it on. Even if we don't care about women's basketball. You can see by the capture of the amount of mass casual fans.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, yeah, we might be doing something on Sunday afternoon, but we're going to have the TV on wherever we are. And you're going to a bar.
It was easy watching.
It
was
easy watching. It's just going to be on. So why aren't we doing that with the NBA Finals?
I wish I could tell you. And I think that you could find, you can say what you want to about me. I'm pretty good at drawing a crowd. Now, you know, a golfer with an arm growing out of his, you know what, can draw a crowd too, as the line goes. You know, I brought this up with promotion of like WNBA games. You got to tell people it's Caitlin Clark. You can't say the Indiana Fever right now.
Yeah.
I think eventually you could say the Indiana Fever, but
hopefully, we'll see.
You know, and by the way, like I know people get all worked up over that type of thing, and it's like, hey man, when you think of the Chicago Bulls, what is a guy you think of? A guy your age think of? You think of Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And I think that you need to go with that level. I think that this is a sport that is still in its infancy as far as exploding, and everybody needs a drawing card to get something explode. Baseball had Babe Ruth in the 20s when radio first came around, and then people needed to go see this guy who hit these home runs that you never really hit before. And I think a woman like Caitlin Clark, there's this basketball player that is polarizing in some ways. I don't think by any words of her own or actions of her own, you need to promote that. So what do you do for the NBA? How do you do it for the NBA? I can't just say Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm sorry. I have to push Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yep.
I have to push that like crazy. Tyrese Halliburton and his father, people hate people's parents. Sideline parents, people hate that. And a guy like Tyrese Halliburton doing the choke sign, put it up on TV. Put it up again on TV.
Now don't run away from
it. Make sure they see it. Make sure he's doing the. Make sure they're showing him and Reggie coming back from break, getting ready to tip off. Show the Reggie and him hugging. Show the history. I mean, you got to do it. You got to do what you can to try to create stars. You're not going to create. I don't think either one. You're not going to create an icon. I don't think either one or really anybody at this point is next in line after. You know, Michael, Dr. J, Michael, Magic, Larry, Michael, Kobe, LeBron. I don't think that anybody's in line right now, but you can still create stars. I think Caitlin Clark is probably the next one in line if we're talking about icons, but you can still create stars. And I don't think that a lot of people know enough about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's your MVP. So listen, you could sit there and believe the small market BS. Or you can create your stars and make small markets bigger markets.
Yeah, LeBron had no problem getting all the attention in the world.
Oklahoma City and Cleveland and Indianapolis will always be those cities. There's not much you can do about that. There's little things you can do incrementally, but we're talking about generations of change that would need to happen, okay? But you can make them bigger markets. You know, that's Patrick Mahomes is a star. He'd be a star if he plays in New York or if he plays in L.A. or if he plays in Kansas City, Missouri. That's the beautiful thing about that sport.
What is really interesting,
or about the NFL anyway.
What is really interesting to me and why I got into watching the NBA Finals every year when I was really young is because I thought it was the thing that clicked as a very young kid who practiced every day in my driveway shooting around. I want to see this sport on the highest level. Like, I didn't actively think about it in those terms, but that's what I was doing. I was watching to see the players at the highest level do the thing that I was trying to do in my driveway. Baseball, same thing. You know, from my God, I watched the World Series way before I watched the NBA Finals. I mean, that is a fact. I remember vividly the 1987, I was 6 years old. Yeah. I remember watching in 87, 88, 89, the San Francisco, Oakland, and the tragedy that struck during that. So that stuff all I vividly remember. Why is it today? Doesn't every Owen, Ken, you guys have kids that are doing all this stuff.
Tell me.
Did your kids not all pick up a baseball at a very early age and pick up a basketball at a very early
age
at
some point?
My oldest
did. Eli, I mean, he can, but he can't. You know what I mean? He doesn't care. And then Jonah has never shown an interest in it.
In what?
Jonah, in sports.
Oh, at all. Okay.
He's shown it. You know what? I take that back. He's shown an interest in football because of his brother. Now, yeah. I think that we're going to try football. That's going to be a one and done, but I don't want to bog it down with what you want to talk about.
But
I brought this up to you before. Like, when we played baseball, when I first started playing baseball, I was 5 years old, and I was not good. I had to work all summer long after the baseball season to get much better. But there was still I know how to stand in the box. I know how to hold the bat. I know what to do with the glove.
Did you not mimic players that you watched?
They're not watching the games.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're, because they're too young. So I think this is going to change. They're getting phones and they're going to watch highlights.
Yes, they're all watching highlights.
So they're going to see it, but they're not watching like they would sitting down and watching the games with their folks. So there's no mimic of what it is. So it's like, man, you like Owen and I, and you will have to do it too if Mace Dog decides to play baseball. Like, dude, you're gonna have to start at the basics. It's like, dude, make your tee, reach your arm out, throw over your head. Like, it's very tedious, Anthony. Because we got 10-year-olds on the team and they like never played baseball and don't know what to do. They just want to try it out. And it's like, okay, but you gotta go back to basics piece by piece. And it's like what my dad taught me when I was five. So we're talking 5 years. It's tough, man.
Well, what's interesting, what's really, and the reason I bring it up, what I can't fathom is that still in this country, when you are young, you are playing baseball almost assuredly at some age. You're some version of baseball. And you're at least, at the very least, picking up a basketball. I mean, even at the little gym, they have the basketball hoop, and every kid goes and puts the ball into the hoop, and it's a high five, and all right, okay. So what's amazing to me is that we aren't watching these sports at the highest level. Why don't these kids care about, because it's one thing to see highlights, but now, you know, where is that communal experience of you and your buddies are all at home watching the NBA finals and then coming to school, well, you're no school, but coming to camp the next day or the pool the next day in the neighborhood and talking about what you just saw the night before with the best players playing the sport at the highest level that you're trying to play. Why is that gone? Do they need to market? Because football doesn't have this problem and never will. And there are a bunch of people that never played a down of football that love the NFL. You're looking at one of them right now. I'm one of those people.
I've never played organized
never
football.
Never played organized. We played versions of it, but we did not play. I did not play team. I was too small. Did not play it. Why isn't it that these kids aren't excited to talk about this with their buddies? Is it that these sports need to do what maybe golf took off doing? Golf and a USGA in conjunction with the PGA Tour, they went out of their way. They knew their game was stuffy. They knew their game was expensive. And they marketed the hell out of that sport when Tiger Woods was coming up to the next generation. Where are they failing to do it right now?
I think it just comes later. I will tell you this: like, this is an amazing conversation that you're jumping into here, because I still got to review a documentary for crying out loud.
Yeah, oh yeah. Sorry, we can move on.
What the NFL does is brilliant. They know they need to have fans. They know that they need to have young fans, and what they do with Nickelodeon and all that stuff, and then what they do with flag football. They know that the secret's out about their sport. And listen, as a guy who coaches football, and Owen knows this too, like, I can sign my guys up for as many tedious classes, and I do, to certify them with the right people, to let them know that we are not idiots and we're not going to, like, things happen on a football field just like they happen on every sporting field, but we're going to make sure that we don't put them in harm's way. And there are still parents that just, God bless them, that ain't going to happen at a certain age. They will wait until they believe that that age is there. And the NFL provides something there with the flag stuff. So they provide that there. And frankly, I've been at a crossroads with a entity, not my own, over ages of tackling too soon. Because I say you guys are fighting a fight that doesn't need to be fought. And I say 100 times out of 100 times, you are not going to talk that parent into, quote unquote, putting their kid in harm's way. I could sit there and preach it safe all at once. So the NFL knows that. So they have marketed to the youth. What baseball's problem is baseball is a natural sport for the youth. But you have, I think, a system where it becomes too competitive too soon. But you also have a problem where it's harder now to find. The NFL is on every Sunday. It's clockwork.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
The NFL is on Mondays and Thursdays. It's the fall. It's just a part of our culture. And it's hard to find baseball. We had to find, I mean, there are people, how many people had to ask you how to find the damn Guardians
game? Well, here's one for you.
Yeah,
where's the Guardians game tonight?
It's in New York.
No, what channel?
This... Oh, he say TBS? I was going to guess FS1.
Yeah, it's not. It's on TBS tonight.
It's on TBS.
Oh, so
and I only know that because when we were doing that stupid Rockies line, I was looking at the schedule for baseball tonight.
That's...
I wouldn't have known. I would have went home tonight, popped on my app. It's not going to be on my app tonight.
And I'll tell you what,
it's
with
on TBS.
And with basketball, like, baseball's going through a lot of upheaval right now, man. And I think there's some good things about the game. I think the rule changes, I think, will help. I think they'll help the youth. I think they'll help the general sporting public. I told you, my wife looked at a baseball game as it was like clocking in to go to work. And that day, I was bothered that we went to a Friday night game last year and they played the Brewers. And that game lasted, I mean, it was just over an hour. We were in the seventh inning. And I was annoyed. I was annoyed at how fast it was. And Liz is like, this is great. I never knew this went so quickly. And she's like asking me to explain the clock and stuff. Like, I go, that's why it's going so quickly.
Yeah.
And I go, that's what the general public wants. And I think baseball right now is in a problem. I still know where to find the NBA. I know where to find the general NBA basketball most of the time.
That's going to change next year with NBC.
I understand that with the NBC. But it's still on a platform of broadcast television. It's still on a Heritage Network there, so I'll be able to find it. TBS, that type of stuff, it's like, how's it on TBS? What's on da-da-da-da-da-da? And now there's no Sunday Night Baseball, and I haven't been interested in Sunday Night Baseball in a long time. I'm like, why get really nostalgic? There was an Instagram video I saw the other day, and they were going through the lineup of the 90s Indians, and it was Indians, White Sox, Sunday Night Baseball. You could hear John Miller and Joe Morgan talking. I'm like, oh my God,
that takes
me
back.
Miss this. Presented by Taco Bell.
And it mattered.
And safe, as John Miller would say.
And your buddies all watched it.
And everybody was at the game,
and
everybody wanted to watch it.
The next day about it.
And the players were stars. All right, can I do this real quick?
Yeah,
do we have
time? So my whole thing was, Ken, make a pitch. I'm not a NASCAR fan, and there are people that are listening right now, not a NASCAR fan. But you came in with your eyes glowing about being able to break down the Dale Earnhardt documentary, which is available on
Prime. It's on Prime. It's Prime. Four part. I waited until all four parts were released because I knew I'd want to watch it all at once, and I did. I watched it all after the Guardians game on Friday night. I was up to about 2 a.m. after the Guardians game on Friday night. Okay, what would make you want to watch it? One, I think you'd understand, you personally, you would understand me a lot more already than you do, and you understand me very well. Two, I think it's a great look into America. It's a look into the system of America and how people can still kind of pull themselves up and be great and accomplish greatness. A guy who did not finish high school, actually, barely entered high school, finished in the ninth grade and ended up becoming an icon like that. Also, you get a look at just how big NASCAR once was and how unfair it is that a guy my age or people older as well compare today's NASCAR to that NASCAR. I have to realize, and I think many people do. Now, I think NASCAR's made a great many missteps with what they do, and I can get into the minutiae of that, but we don't have the time, and you don't have the interest. I will just say that there's a lot of missteps that they've made, but there's also a thing where I need to understand that NASCAR is something I'm very passionate about. It's not something that is going to remain passionate for the entire world, the entire country. I mean, F1 has already taken a little bit of a step back when it comes to ratings and things like that. They had their boom. A lot of sports don't have the staying power what football, baseball, even baseball and basketball do. A lot of sports have a boom, and that's it. There was a bowling boom. There mm-hmm. was a billiards boom. There's a golf boom, obviously, on
Lumberjack games,
if you want to.
There's a big cornhole
boom. Yeah, which I don't like taking sports like that too seriously. The whole pickleball cornhole thing, it's like, man, it's...
That was on ESPN.
I know.
For 3 years on every weekend.
I know. And I know I met one of the guys, and they're actually really nice. I'm like, man, it's just... It's the simplest of games, and it's like, I don't want to take it too seriously. But anyway, of course, I'll sit there and watch competitive darts if I'm flipping through
but
the channels.
But see, I would argue that NASCAR is the simplest of games, too. Now, I do think that documentary gives you a little insight into what physically they're going through and all that.
Yeah, but I'll just say this. As a critical person and the closest thing to a Dale Earnhardt historian that we'll probably have, except for the people like who run the Dale Earnhardt archives and actual people who run the museum and RCR museum and the family members themselves. I was glad they had some clips of Martha Earnhardt, his mother. I think a lot of people didn't realize she just recently died. You will see, if you watch it, you will understand it is probably the strongest family bloodline I've ever seen. They all look like ghosts of each other. Mm-hmm. Going back to Ralph, his father. You saw this, right, Owen? So I'm saying, okay.
I knew about Kerry Earnhardt because I am NASCAR adjacent. My dad was a huge NASCAR fan.
He liked Owen like Tim Richmond.
And on Sunday, and then things went down. My dad was a Bill Elliott guy. Like Sundays, he watched NASCAR, and I went to the other room and watched the NFL.
Yeah,
but so it was a nice look into that memory lane type of thing. But it did teach you something. His daughter's on there a ton, and there's a lot that I didn't know about
I did not know. They had something for everybody there because I know just about everything there is to know about Dale Earnhardt. And I did not know that he and his oldest daughter were not on speaking terms at the time when he died, which is a very strong thing to think of. I got to tell you this. I thought the history of it was great. I think it was very easy to go into the minutiae of so many different things and find things that people who worship at the altar of Dale Earnhardt like I do would love that would not capture the general interest of the public. I think they did a good job of capturing what America was like at the time when he first got in, to what it became, to how he helped the sport raise through all the phases of his career, because he did go through a run where and I loved how they brought it up, where he was like a one-hit wonder. Like, he struggled for a few years with another team, and there was a lot of like touch and go there. And I look at it now, and I thought it was just so very well done of what they had done, where they melded in what he did, his relationship with all his children, with the exception of, I don't think Taylor made an appearance, his youngest daughter.
The youngest one, yeah.
Yeah, but Kerry was in it, Dale was in it, and certainly Kelly was in it. His relationship with his children, the relationship that he had to put back together with his oldest son, Kerry, Kerry was adopted and taken away from him at the beginning of his life.
Yeah, I didn't know about their meetup later in life. I didn't know about what Dale and Kelly had done. I knew that, and I think everyone knows, there was a falling out with Teresa, who was his second wife, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know how Kel and Dale Jr. have like went together.
Yeah. Well, I knew that they were extremely close just because stuff through those years. But
he got sent to military school, Anthony.
Yeah, she went with him.
She basically was like, send me to like be his mother military school.
I didn't realize how short he was at that age. Like, I don't think he's that short now. He's not that tall. I think he's like as tall as like I think
well,
he's
five. Those cars are short, so
yeah. But he was short. He was small when he was a kid. I didn't realize in those pictures. I didn't see those pictures. I like the history of it.
You get to see how the cars evolve too, Anthony.
Yes,
that's kind of cool.
Yes, you do.
That would be cool.
You do
because they go from in the '70s they just look like the same cars that are on the street to by you know the early '90s. Hmm. It's a Monte Carlo, but that ain't no Monte Carlo.
Yeah. I love that you're so right, and I think honestly, in so many ways, they need to go back because there's almost too much technology to it, and it's made it boring.
I agree. I would think you'd want it.
Well, they took out. Let me just bitch for a second. They took.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online, whenever and wherever you need us. All backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Half the horsepower out. So you used to have 900 horsepower. So then a short track would actually be good because you could get off the corner and get some oomph and actually get around somebody. Now they just play follow the leader because they're all 500 horsepower. You don't even need a restrictor plate on them anymore. So that's part of the thing.
Why
that sucks.
Why did they do that?
And they just wreck each other at the end of the race when they're in the Xfinity Series.
When they talk about the race that he died at, but the Michael Waltrip talking about like the they basically had like a Last Supper type of meal together, and he told them the strategy of like how they're going to run this race.
Yeah,
and then they stuck to the strategy, and it was like it's pretty crazy. He basically predicted, other than you know he was going to die.
Yeah,
but he predicted all that,
which I've made peace with it personally because I didn't see my dad get emotional over it. Now my mom told me that after I left the room, my dad was very upset about it.
Well, just
because I remember I went down the street to my buddy's house afterwards, I was just inconsolable.
Well, just imagine, and you know, it happened so long ago now, and it is so jarring to have your favorite, one of your favorite athletes. Imagine if one of your favorite athletes
died.
You went to go watch him one day, and then next thing you know, while playing that sport,
yeah,
or whatever you want to call it, that person just perished to exist. And it was a terrible, terrible tragedy that played out on national television, well, right?
Like, we had the DeMar Hamlin thing, right? But who was really a DeMar Hamlin fan? Like,
I mean, but,
you know, maybe.
Right, I mean, I'm not to get morbid, but let's say it was Josh Allen takes a hit during the game, and that's the last time you see Josh Allen. Like, holy cow.
I mean, you're talking about the icon of the sport.
Think about what that would do to the sport.
I mean, honestly, that's if I don't want to sit there and do death scenarios for crying out loud, but this is basically Tom Brady when he's 40 years old.
Yes, yes.
Because Dale Earnhardt was 49, and people don't realize this. Like, he spent some time fiddling around in the top 10 in his mid to late 40s and the late 90s and in the late 90s after, because he won his last championship, I think, 94. And then, you know, Jeff Gordon arrives on the scene, and it's just like, and he knew how to move. He knew people better than people would say. Because I want to say something about Teresa at the end of this, so I want to move quickly. He knew what would move money. He did have that in his head, of what could move money. Humpy Wheeler, who's a legendary promoter, and him were friends. They knew what would get people. And he knew that him versus Darryl Waltrip was going to sell tickets. He knew that him versus Jeff Bodine, even though that got too personal and I think cost him a championship at one point, that was going to sell tickets at some point. And he became so good, like, he went from a person who was really reviled to a person who was really respected. It's almost like what you see in Kyle Busch now in so many ways. I think, hopefully, we'll see that in Ross Chastain. But I think for so many people, my generation and a little bit older, there is an abrupt stop of what NASCAR was, what auto racing was. Now, you know, I laugh because all these people call in about Shador Sanders being a quote-unquote Nepo baby, and I'm a NASCAR fan. The only people who can afford to drive NASCAR anymore are sons of drivers.
Yeah.
And that's all it's going
to
be.
That would actually these do kids, it and take the risk.
These kids are doing go-karts at 4 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And it costs more than ever, and the only ones that can finance them are people that are either their fathers own the race team, their fathers are drivers, etc. Like, there was a time, and now the charters are so expensive, like, there was a time you could build a car and go. Jimmy Means, Dave Marcus, J.D. McDuffie. I love the history of it. I love that they threw in Neil Bonnet. We got to see winners, their friendship, because he was pretty standoffish with everybody except for Neil. He wasn't standoffish, but Neil Bonnet was like the one he really let in, and then Neil Bonnet died in the early 90s in practice at Daytona. The Teresa thing. This is going to be controversial to people who love Dale Earnhardt and hate her. I was relieved they didn't try to beat up on her too much. You don't know this. She is reviled by NASCAR fans of a certain age, and really everybody who's a NASCAR fan. There's a lot of people who are very critical of how she let her race team kind of fall by the wayside, why Dale Earnhardt Jr. had to leave, all the other things. And then, of course, her very rocky relationship, if any relationship, with Kelly and Dale and Carrie since. I think that I try to see it sometimes in her way, that if I was married to an icon of a sport and he died in the most favorite or the most famous event of that sport, I might be a little questionable in my decision making as well. It might be very difficult for me to take over as well. I think that part of the reason that they were kind, and I know that there's some long standing feuds there, I think part of the reason they were kind is that you don't want to get sued. I don't know if they had the opportunity or she was given the opportunity to tell her side of the story. I know when you do documentaries, you're supposed to offer that chance. I don't know if that was the case. So they didn't go too deep into the Teresa stuff whatsoever.
They definitely didn't put it at the end. Yeah. We reached out to Teresa.
Exactly. Yeah. And remember, Dirty Mo Media, which is, I don't know why that is called that, but that's what his Dale Earnhardt's production company is. They were one of the producers of the documentary. So if they didn't offer, they weren't going to say nothing because of legalities. Plus, it's just such an easy target. I think she's a private citizen now. And again, your husband dies in that way. There's part of me where I have to understand it. Now, I'm a Dale Earnhardt Jr. fan, and I've been perplexed at some of the things that have happened. I'm glad that he's got his logo back and all the other stuff. But I thought that could have veered way off into the weeds about their relationship with her or lack thereof. And I was relieved they didn't do that. I was also very relieved. I think for some of us as fans, the incident itself becomes death pornography, if I can use a term that's probably not even real. I think so many people focus on the accident, and I thought that they did not focus on the accident itself too terribly much. They gave it the time it deserved, and then they did everything else, the aftermath, the week after. I mean, he wrecks on the first lap the week after. I mean, it's and I remember there were so many core memories that were unlocked.
A week after he was back on the
Because you realize the pressure that was on him. I mean, he had to carry an entire fan base. I mean, people immediately went to him to save their fandom of this guy, and it's like, I'm not your icon. That guy was. And it's like, it's very difficult to try to mix. Somebody did ask me on social media how I became a NASCAR fan in a non-NASCAR state. And I was like, well, my dad always liked cars and my uncle sold cars. So that's an easy thing. But yeah, that's the way I felt about it. I don't, you know, I've looked up everything. Oh, by the way, I like the portrayal they had going back to Teresa. They did show her in court trying to have to answer very tough questions about how to not get the autopsy photos released, because there was a court battle from some media outlets to get those autopsy photos released. And honestly, the court or the documents of it are out there. I'd rather not see the photos.
You don't need to see it.
I'd rather not. So, it's, if you're into history, it's worth it. I know a very famous Cleveland person who's not a big NASCAR fan. They fell asleep in their chair watching it. So I know it's not going to be for everybody, but I mean, it was a very, very, very big piece for me, and made me think of my own relationship with my father. I mean, we've always been very good, but we certainly bonded over that. So it might be worth it. It might not be. Take it into your own account.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.